Kane says presidents have every right to begin immediate military action when needed, but they lack longer-term constitutional powers to do so without congressional authorization. So as for the current military mission against the Islamic State.
In my view, from about mid-August to now, there has not been legal authority that is sufficient to authorize this mission.
Kane addressed a meeting yesterday in Washington and said Congress is abdicating its duty when it fails to hold an authorization vote. He wants one before the holiday recess.
We're asking people to risk their lives or risk injury or risk capture. How dare we ask people to risk that if we're not willing to do our job to have a debate in front of the American public and then put our thumbprint on the mission and say this is in the national interest?
The White House says it has the authority to fight the Islamic State, but it would welcome a narrowly tailored authorization. Evan Jones, WFIR News.